What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. Hello, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. My name is Kinsley Meeks, and I am your host as always. So if you're new here, I am a mental health advocate, I'm a coach, and I'm an athlete, and I created this podcast in hopes to inspire you and motivate you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. Y'all already know health is wealth. So again, thank you so much for the support on my show. This episode is one that I'm actually super excited about recording, and to be honest, I'll be straight up, I've been feeling kind of down lately and uninspired, and I absolutely hate when I feel that way because it's just really not my personality. But you know, it happens to the best of us, and I think this for me is a culmination of many different things. You know, coming out of being extremely sick, you know, the past couple weeks, kind of some hard losses in my personal life. Sometimes I just start missing the family a little bit extra. For those of you who don't know, my family's all back home in Alabama, and I'm in Miami alone, so sometimes it just really sucks, but that's a part of life, and I'm here to grow. Anyways, I kind of asked myself, okay, how can I get out of this rut and how can I feel inspired again? So I actually took a listen to a couple different health and wellness podcasts, and I ended up listening to one with a really inspirational story about a guy basically discussing how he kind of started from the bottom, started with nothing, overcame like an extreme drug addiction, and built a business from the ground up, and now is like sober for multiple years and has a family, good relationships, just such better like physical and mental health through fitness. And the guy kind of goes on about specific tools that have kind of built, you know, him up to who he is to his point in his life today. And this guy's name, just so you guys know, is Michael Cherno or Cherno. I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name, but I definitely recommend checking out this guy on social media and kind of following his story. Because long story short, this kind of got me thinking about the tools that have shaped my life up to this point. And it kind of helped me feel inspired again to record this episode today and to kind of give you guys a little bit more information when it comes to health and wellness. Because I am in a completely different stage of life than this person. I am 23. For those of you who don't know, this guy I think is in like his 40s or maybe even his 50s now. So I want to dive into the tools that have helped shape my life up to this point. This podcast is really just about improving your overall wellness. And for me, being well doesn't necessarily mean just having a good physique or just having healthy habits or just having a solid career, financial stability, or meaningful relationships, all of that stuff. For me, it's a merger of many different things. And this episode is one that I think, again, you're going to love because you're going to resonate with it, especially if you're in your 20s like me. Navigating your 20s is not easy. It has been really tough for me, and I'm 23, so I just have 3 years of it. We still have more time to go for sure. But the problem is there's no roadmap. There are so many trials, so many tribulations. And believe me, I'll be straight up, I do not have it all figured out, but I can tell you what has helped me up to this point so far and what continues to help me move forward as I try to navigate being in my 20s, a female living in Miami. And also, let me just say this, no one really has it figured out. People may act like they do, but we all have our struggles. We all have our hardships. And I'll give you even a personal example. For me, I'm around a lot of people that are older than me, like 24/7, which I absolutely love because they have more life experience. Typically, they have their head screwed on a little bit straighter, I will say, but a lot of people will tell me, and this is not to boast, but we're going to go into it, about that I'm, you know, smart at this age, that I'm running a business, that I'm not going out partying every weekend, I'm taking care of my body, I'm pursuing my passions. And I'm like, yeah, thank you. But really, like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing either. You know what I mean? I have my head screwed on straight, I have good faith, I know my passions, but I'm just trying to figure things out too. So I want you guys to kind of follow along on my journey and kind of learn the tools that have really helped, again, shape me up to this point. Because truly, we are all in this process together, baby. We're all in the human experience. And I want to separate this into physical tools that have helped me up to this point in my life and then mental tools that have helped me up to this life. And what I mean by that is a healthy body and a healthy mind work in relationship with one another. Doesn't really matter if you have a strong body, but your mind is weak, and then vice versa. So first tool that I want to hop in today that I would say has really helped me up to this point in my life, kind of shape my mindset and be who I am today, that I want to share with you all, is movement. So for me, this is strength training. Most of you guys know I'm a bodybuilder. I strength train 5 times a week. I wish I could do it every day, but I'm not trying to get injured and I'm trying to stay motivated with what I do every single day. But for you, this could be anything. That movement is so, so important when you talk about your health and wellness journeys. So with movement, why is it essential to optimize your health and wellness? It really all comes down to one simple question for me. And here it goes. Ask yourself this. Have you ever got finished with a workout? Now, this could be strength training. It could be running, biking, Pilates, swimming, jujitsu, boxing. Doesn't matter. You get the point. But have you ever got done with this workout and thought to yourself, man, like, I really wish I wouldn't have done that? No, like literally no one has ever said that I'm aware of. Now, it may be tough while you're doing it and you may not want to get to the gym or get to your workout class, whatever it may be, but you're always happier when you finish. And now this is because when it comes to movement, there are really no cons. You know, some things you have to outweigh the pros, outweigh the cons, but when it comes to actually exercising and moving your body, there are really no negatives with that. You know, you're improving your body, which improves your confidence, which improves the way that you show up for yourself and the way that you show up for the people around you that you care about. Along with that, you're really improving your mind because you're releasing stress and you're sending feel-good hormones to your brain, feel-good signals to your brain that are literally boosting your serotonin, which is an essential hormone in our body that is responsible for our mood regulation. Like, this is your happiness and well-being hormone. So to boost that is going to help you mentally. I don't want to go down to this topic too much because we have a lot that I want to discuss today, but I will tell you, movement has really shaped my life from a young age. You know, of course, when I hopped out of the womb, like, I was not lifting a dumbbell, I wasn't squatting, but I was always moving, always playing sports, whether it was me cheerleading, me running, me playing soccer, me dancing, me getting to the gym when I was 16, 17 years old, me bodybuilding, doing all kind of sports and activities and just things that were moving my body. For me, it was always like a therapy for me. We all have our different, I guess, therapies in that way, but just the way that movement has shaped my life, not only is it, you know, what I do for fun, what I do for enjoyment, what I do for my health, but it's also what I do for my career, is teach other people how to move and how to better their physical and mental health in that way. So again, long story short, let me just tell you guys, you got to move your body. Second thing when it comes to a physical tool that is vital in your health and wellness journey is nutrition, okay? What you eat not only plays a crucial role in how you look, but it also plays a crucial role in how you feel. So aligning my nutrition with my training and my daily functions is a habit in my life that I would say I will always practice and that I've practiced for many, many years. And again, especially at a young age, maybe when I was younger, I didn't really know what I was doing. But now that I've studied, that I've learned from experiences and from working and from figuring out what foods do work well for my body and how they make me feel, I've realized that number one, food is fuel. And again, it really comes down to just one simple question for me. So again, let me ask you this. When you put something into your body, when you eat or when you drink something, try asking yourself, is this going to improve my health? Is my body going to thank me for this now and thank me for this later? And I know this topic can be kind of controversial, but you guys know how passionate I am when it comes to fueling your body and eating good, staying away from processed junk, staying away from fast foods, staying away from foods and drinks that really just make you feel like shit is very, very important. So I will be honest, there are going to be times when I think it's totally okay. Like, have fun, like, go out, have a drink, you know, go out, celebrate, have a piece of cake. It's your birthday. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not too psycho when it comes to nutrition, definitely a little bit psycho, but for the most part, you have to make an emphasis on actually fueling your body. You have to have a little bit of knowledge when it comes to nutrition. You have to have a little bit of respect for yourself and fueling your body, which we'll go back into a little bit later. But I will say, people who just do not give a crap about what they eat or the movement that they do, just treating their body so, so bad, to me, like, you've lost a little bit of my respect straight up. Like, if you do not take care of yourself, that's not someone who I'm going to want to put myself around. That's not someone who I know automatically off the bat that I'm going to vibe with. Again, just being honest. So when it comes to nutrition, it's more about finding a healthy and sustainable plan that works well for your body. And there's a lot of different trends and diets out there that you could try. But again, it really comes down to fueling your body in the correct way that is improving your physique and improving your mindset. And for me, this looks like, if you guys are curious, I love measuring out my food. I love counting my macros. I love manipulating my macros. I love making sure I have a high protein diet filled with, you know, foods that are left at their most natural states that actually make me feel good. I always structure my food around my training, around my daily functions. I hydrate well. I make sure that everything I put in my body, for the most part, again, within reasons, of course, I have cheat meals too, but for the most part, I'm aware of what I put in my body. I'm conscious of it, and I make sure that it's aligned with my goals. If you want high-quality supplements that taste good and yield results, you have to check out First Form. This is a supplement company that I truly do believe in. First Form products are backed by research and created to improve your overall health and performance. What I love most about this brand, though, isn't the products. It's the team's philosophy. Developing an undeniable belief in self, cultivating courage, and adopting a no-quit and never-settle mentality, which you guys know I am all about. But of course, the products are bomb too. Right now, I'm loving the vegan protein powder and flavor iced oatmeal cookie and the unflavored creatine to boost my performance in the gym and fight off muscle fatigue. Be sure to get these awesome products from First Form and purchase through my link, firstform.com/KinsleyMeeks, in my Instagram bio, at YoItsKinslow, that's YoItsKinslow, to support me and better your overall health and wellness. Now, let's get back to the pod. And I will also say nutrition is not easy. It's very hard to know, number one, just what's right for you. And then number two, it's hard to do it because, of course, our bodies are going to crave foods that taste good and that look appealing. But sometimes you just need a little bit of bland chicken breast, throw some broccoli on the side, and you're good to go. You know what I mean? So if this is something that you do struggle with, you need help in determining what meal plan, what nutrition protocol works well for your body, you can always reach out to me. I am obviously super passionate about what I do, especially when it comes to nutrition. And I truly do know the impact that it has on your life. So if you need help with that, you can always reach out to me. The best way to do that is, number one, through email, which is kinsleymeeksfit@gmail.com. To spell it out, that's KinsleyMeeksFit@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to me through Instagram. First one is my main page. It's at YoItsKinslow. That's at YoItsKinslow. And then the second one is my business account. I post all type of podcast content on there. It's Fitness for Fortitude. So the word fitness, the number four, and the word fortitude, FORTITUDE, which is all about building mental resilience. Okay, so third thing that I want to tell you guys, a tool that you have to start practicing today to better your health and wellness, is rest and recovery. When it comes to rest and recovery, we all know how important this is. I think it kind of goes without saying, but we'll go down into it a little bit more. I actually released a podcast episode last week. It was all about strength training essentials. I dove down a little bit more into the detail of rest and recovery. So if you're curious about that, definitely check out last week's episode. But to kind of reiterate, to summarize today, for me, it comes down to really prioritizing both mental and physical rest. This means, number one, just optimizing my sleep has helped me so, so much. And believe me, I am someone who, I have a hard time sleeping. I have to make sure that I have a nightly routine. I have to make sure that, you know, I've tried somewhat to turn my brain off. I take a medication that helps me fall asleep and stay asleep. And sometimes that is necessary. At all costs, I try to prioritize my rest best as I can. Now, sometimes this looks like me getting 5 hours of sleep. Sometimes it looks like me getting 8. Sometimes it looks like me getting 7. It really just depends, but it's always me making an effort to sleep as best as I can. You know, that's not always possible, but it's making an effort. Second thing is recovery. Now, I'm only 23, but in the past, I did not prioritize like rest days at all when it came to training. And not only did that damage my progress, but it also made me get injured literally all the time. So you have to make sure that you're also prioritizing rest days from the gym. It can be hard if you're a gym fiend like me, but you need at least one day. And I really push more towards 2, sometimes 3, to let your body have adequate rest. And that depends on, again, your daily functions, what your goals are, what you can manage with your body. And then when it comes to mental rest, again, this is something I really struggle with. I like to work and I work like 24/7, but I found when I'm working crazy hours or when I'm not taking time to do things that I enjoy outside of work, it damages my mental well-being and it leads to more burnout. And burnout is probably something that a lot of you guys resonate with. It's kind of a feeling where you get so burnt out with what you're doing that you just don't really want to do anything. And let me tell you from experience, it's a miserable feeling and you don't want to get to it. So the way that you kind of avoid this from my perspective and from my experience is taking time outside of work to do something that you enjoy. And it may be finding something you enjoy. It may be calling a friend. It may be just getting outside. It may be playing that video game that you like. Like, I don't know. It could be anything, but it's making sure that you're taking time to fill your cup, not just filling everyone else's. So you got to give back, but you also got to make sure that you're taking stuff in that makes you feel good. Now, when we talk about the mental tools that I feel like have shaped me up to my life to this point, the first thing that really comes to mind is faith and endurance. Now, these two kind of go together, and I'll explain it in a way. First off, when I talk about endurance, I don't mean like cardiovascular endurance, get out there and run and increase your stamina. That's important too, but I'm talking about mental endurance now. It's truthfully a tool. So I am constantly working on my patience. I'm constantly working on taking my time. For me, it's all about trusting the process and taking small actions every single day to get to your end destination or your goal. There's actually a Bible verse that comes to mind that a lot of times I'll just keep playing on repeat in my head. It's James 1:3, and it goes like this. You know, when your faith is tested, it stirs up the power of endurance. So having faith in what you cannot see is so essential. And once you kind of lose that faith and lose that hope, you're going to be in a really bad spot mentally. Believe me, again, I can tell you from experiences. And there have been so many moments of my life, again, even from a young age, that I've truly just took a leap of faith, unknowing the outcome, but kind of took the risk anyways, and it has paid off. And I'm about to take even more risk and more leaps of faith this year. So you guys continue to follow along and I'll let you know how it goes. But this truly has never done me wrong in the past. So you got to keep your faith and you got to run the race of life with endurance. Just keep moving forward versus looking back. Secondly, when it comes to another tool, it's building solid relationships. Again, this is another one I've talked about a lot on my show, but I want to summarize it again today because it's so, so vital. I mean, I, from a young age, always was very social. Thank God I've had an amazing family and I was raised with just people around me who really supported me and loved me regardless of what I did wrong or regardless of what they thought about it. I've always had a pretty strong support system. And I will say, when I moved to Miami about 2.5 years ago, that really did change because I didn't really know anybody in the city. You know, you don't know who to trust. You don't have your family. You don't have your friends. You literally know nobody. So when I first moved here, I didn't really place enough emphasis on creating new relationships and kind of letting my small circle back home know, like, hey, I love you. I appreciate you. I may be far away, but like, we can still have the same connection or whatever. And that was really detrimental to me. And a big goal of mine even this year is working more on building my relationships. And I really encourage you guys to do the same thing. If you feel like there's something in your life that's kind of missing, but maybe you have it together with your career and you have it together with your health, it may be that you just need other people to support you and lift you up. Doesn't mean you're not independent. Doesn't mean you're not more than capable of going through life on your own, but it just gets kind of lonely. And we need other people. We need community. We need solid relationships, people that make us feel good. And that's totally okay. So value your friends, value your family. And also, on a side note, if you are in the Miami area and you're looking for friends, I got you. If you're someone who's a vibe and you're actually cool, let me know. You can also send me a message and we can definitely connect. As I mentioned, I love just connecting with new people, making new friends, making new relationships. It's so important. Number three, another tool is focusing on my expertise and staying in my own lane. So this comes down to a couple of different factors. Number one is just not comparing myself to other people. Now, of course, we all go down a rabbit hole sometimes where we do find ourselves in a game of comparison, but it always makes you feel negative. Again, like there's never been a time where you've compared yourself to someone and it made you feel better. You have to understand that we're all in different paths of life. God has a different timing for all of us. I truly do believe that our experiences shape who we are and everything happens for a reason. So you have to get off of that mindset or out of that mindset of looking at someone else and wishing you have what they have or anything in that comparison realm, because it is the thief of joy. You guys have heard that expression before. And then secondly, it's about, when I say focusing on my expertise, it's knowing what my strengths are and playing to my strengths. So I encourage you guys to do this again, because once you kind of determine and know what you're good at, you can really go like balls to the wall on that certain thing. And you can have other things that kind of work in relationship with that one thing, but you got to find what you're good at and focus in on it and just kind of go from there. And if you don't know what you're good at, because everyone truly has a gift, everyone has talents, you have to try new things until you find what you like, and until you find what fulfills you, until you find what you're good at. And it takes a lot of effort. And then lastly, when I talk about staying in my own lane, it's finding a wellness routine that works best for me. So it's avoiding the trends out there that don't work well for me. It's avoiding the outside noise. It's really avoiding like the opinions of others that don't really help me. Everyone's always going to have an opinion, especially on social media. A lot of times people are trying to sell products. People are trying to sell trends. There are some amazing content creators out there who truly, I do feel like, just put knowledge out there to help others and to educate and to inspire. And I love that. That's what I also try to do with my content. But some people are truthfully just not like that. So you have to be conscious of what you're feeding into your mind. And again, avoiding the outside noise, the wellness trends that do not work well for your body. You know, it's about finding, again, a sustainable wellness routine that's actually going to propel you forward versus just following someone else's routine that you see on Instagram that looks flashy or looks good. Not one wellness routine is going to fit everybody. So you have to be smart about that. And then a last tool I want to share with you guys today, and to me, this is a big one. They're all important, but this is one that, gosh, is so, so important. It's self-respect. So I find that a lot of females really lack respect for themselves. And from a young age, I've always tried to be confident. I've always been very secure about myself. And I've never let anyone or anything tell me that I can't, because there's going to be multiple people or multiple things that you see or read or hear that are going to try to bring you down and tell you that you can't do something. But if you're confident enough in yourself, you have belief in yourself, you have respect for yourself, you're going to be able to do whatever you want as long as you're willing to work for it. I truly do believe. So what this means is, a lot of times I think it comes down to girls just not really knowing their worth, maybe seeking constant validation, or maybe past traumas or experiences have shaped you to believe that you don't have a lot of self-worth or have made you feel less than. And believe me, girls, like, I totally get it. I'm not saying that I have never had confidence issues or anything like that. It's just always something that I've worked to improve. And I think it's really helped me in my life today. And that's what I try to help other people do, again, with my brand and with my business, because having that self-respect and confidence is so important. And we all, again, are going to have those days. Again, I'm human, where we don't feel great about ourselves, or where we seek validation from someone else, or where we maybe let a certain situation get the best of us. Done that many, many times. But as long as you truly have respect for yourself, and you're not letting anyone or anything treat you the way that you should not be treated, you're going to be good to go. So it's about having enough respect for yourself to value your body, to value your mind, to value your gifts and your talents. It's not always easy, but it always comes back to having that self-respect and having that confidence. And also, I'll be the one to tell you, if no one has told you this in a while, I know most of my audience out there listening are females. Like, you have to know, you're awesome. You have many talents. You are worthy. You are beautiful. You are loved. Your body and your mind are amazing. So make sure you keep hyping yourself up, okay? So that is all that I have for you guys today when it comes to these tools. I hope this episode was a fun one for you guys and kind of gave you more insight on me and who I am up to this point on my health and wellness journey. And I hope that it helps you on your health and wellness journey as well. Before we end today's show, I always like to end with more of like a Q&A segment. So this is where I ask you guys to send in questions on anything related to health and wellness, or just anything related to life in general, any way that I can kind of give back and give advice. So today's question is, what are your top recommendations for maintaining good digestive health? Okay, so digestion, number one, let me just say, is so important when it comes to reaching any health and wellness goal. Any initial like nutrition consultation that I have, I always bring up digestion. What does your digestion look like? Are you using the bathroom regularly? Are you having issues with your stomach, with your gut, etc.? it's so important, gut health, when it comes down to having a healthy relationship with food. So there are a lot of different things I could tell you. The first one that a lot of people don't think of is actually just managing your stress levels. So if you are stressed out of your mind and you have really high cortisol, which is your body's, again, main stress hormone, your gut health is not going to be in sync. So you have to make sure that you're managing your stress, which can be hard sometimes, I know. Second thing, though, is maintaining a healthy routine and kind of sticking with it when it comes to like a nutrition regimen is what I mean. So a lot of times people can get in these cycles of binging and purging and overly restricting and trying out all these chronic fad diets. And you really need to try to stick to a nutrition routine and do that over the course of a couple of weeks and see how your body responds. Because if you're always changing things up, if you're always, again, binging or purging or restricting, you're not going to have good digestive health. It's going to really mess with your digestive tract and mess with your gut health, mess with your mind too on top of that. So it's having a nutrition protocol and kind of following through with it. And that leads me to my next one, which is you have to find foods that work well for your body. And you just have to be a little bit more conscious and aware of what digests easily and what foods make you feel good. And once you find those foods, I do think food variety is important, but for the most part, to kind of stick with those foods that you know end up working well with your digestive system. And a good way to kind of pinpoint this is after you have a meal, actually like stop for a second and see how you feel. You know, are you running to the bathroom? Does your stomach hurt? Do you feel nauseous? You have to kind of think about those things. And that's a great indication of, okay, maybe what I'm eating is working well for my body, or straight up, maybe it's not. Another one for digestive health is hydrating properly. So hydration is so important for many different factors in the body, but from a digestive standpoint, utilizing that water or drinking that water constantly is going to help your body break down protein, fats, and carbs more easily. Okay. And I always recommend, as far as water, typically about a gallon per day. I know it can sound like a lot is a good place to start, though. As long as you're not getting any less than maybe like 100 ounces, you'll be good to go. But a lot of the people I find are literally drinking like 2 water bottles a day. If that's you, please, please stop. You got to hydrate. And then if all of that still isn't working, or if you want to try something on the supplementation side of things, I do think implementing some supplements could really help you. There's a couple that I use every single day. Number one, just a digestive enzyme. And I will link these products in the show notes below, by the way, if you want to get them. A digestive enzyme is basically just going to help you, again, break down and utilize the food that you eat, the protein, fats, and carbs more efficiently. Second one is going to be glutamine. So glutamine is a big one. I actually take glutamine twice a day, once in the morning and then once with like an intra-workout drink. Glutamine is going to help you not only with your digestion and actually repairing the lining of your gut, but it's also going to help you from a recovery standpoint. So a glutamine is another good one. And then lastly is a probiotic. A probiotic has multiple different ingredients in it, but healthy probiotics are, again, going to help regulate your digestion. There are also some foods that you can eat that are going to contain healthy probiotics and prebiotics. And a couple of those, just for example, to help kind of heal your gut would be like kimchi, kombucha, and yogurt. Kefir, stuff like that would be really, really good as well if you are having issues. But again, just adding in a probiotic can be a good thing as well. So yeah, I hope that answered your question. If you guys do have a question that you want to ask, or there's something that I missed, you can always reach out to me through those same Instagram profiles that we talked about earlier, or just shoot me an email and I'll get back to you always within 24 hours. Before we end today's show, I want to make sure you know how to reach me if you are interested in one-on-one fitness and nutrition coaching. My coaching service is all about helping you achieve fortitude through good physical and mental health. This is not only about looking good, but also feeling good. My nutrition and training programs are completely custom to your goals and needs and designed to help you be a better partner, CEO, employee, athlete, or just person in general. To get started, please send me a DM at yoitskenslow, that's yoitskenslow, or shoot me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com to find your fortitude through fitness and nutrition today. Key points of today. Remember to, number one, focus on movement and fueling your body. Secondly, get adequate rest. Make sure you're sleeping and recovering well. Third, you need to have faith and remember to run the race with endurance. Next, find a community, build strong relationships, make this a priority, stay in your own lane at all costs, don't compare yourself to other people or what they're doing, and then lastly, respect yourself and respect others, okay? These tools have helped me so much in my life. Again, I hope that they help you as well. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Again, so passionate about this podcast and really see some exciting things coming in the future for Curls and Courage, so make sure that you're tuning in and know that, again, I appreciate it. I wish you guys the best health, the best wellness possible leading into February. Now let's get it, 1 month into the new year. Appreciate you guys a lot, and I will talk to you guys next Thursday. Bye.